we could just get started right off the bat.
Ooh. Okay.
How's life going? Sorry if there's like just this giant microphone right in front of me as you stare at.
Yes.
It's weird. I have to be like up close and personal with it in order for it to pick up my voice.
Oh. All right. Well, whatever works.
Yeah. I mean, the quality is amazing. I feel like be almost kissing it.
You're like a music artist in a sound booth.
I just don't have anything to hold on to except for my own hands.
Yeah, you gotta get like a string foot so you can be like all fancy.
Yeah, so how is life going since the last time you were on the show?
When was that? It was...
I don't know.
2020.
No, 2021, but like at the beginning.
At the beginning, okay.
So yeah, almost like still 2020.
Yeah, feels like it. Because I remember I was living through that beginning part of COVID. I was living at my grandma's house. I remember filming there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Actually pretty much everything has changed in my life. I'm engaged and living back in Benicia with my fiance Jonathan, and across the street from my parents' house, which is really cool. You can see them all the time and hang out with them. Go on over to their hot tub. That's nice. Yeah. So we're just wedding planning, and I don't know, it was just crazy thinking where I was a year and a half ago.
Yeah,
just did not expect that to be the case now.
Yeah, that is crazy. A lot could happen in that. It's a long time, but also feels like not so long ago as well.
It's almost like we overestimate what we can accomplish in a year, but we underestimate what the value of every single day is. Mm-hmm. You know, like you look at a year like, oh, I want to get this done and that done. But then in a day, you're like, no, I'll do it tomorrow. Before you know it, you're like, oh my God, it's been a month.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I've been pushing off washing my car for about 6 months now.
It's a hassle. I got a little mini car vacuum, like chargeable. And it has like a different attachment for the head, which is so convenient because it's only like this thing. So it's just an easy handheld one that takes the hassle out of it. So, good investment. Wasn't too expensive, like $30.
I might have to invest in that. Tell me,
yeah.
Tell me what the product was.
Off air.
Just text me later.
Off air. Yes.
Off the record.
Not sponsored by.
Unless they want to. I mean, this podcast doesn't have a sponsor yet. So if that company somehow listens to this episode, then go ahead.
There we go.
Yeah, so wedding planning, how's that been? Like, do you guys have a set date? Or
we have a date. It's going to be May 7th next year, 2023.
Nice.
Here in town, in Benicia, we're going to get married at the Clock Tower.
Aww.
Which is nice because him and I both did different things growing up at the Clock Tower. And it's pretty inexpensive to be a resident to rent that out. Actually, really inexpensive. So it was just a win-win-win. Huge venue. They do a lot. There's a huge kitchen and bar area. Just a lot is already done for you at a low cost. So,
mm-hmm.
And it means something to both of us. So
that's awesome.
That was really nice. Just trying to figure out the catering situation. That's like the next biggest chunk of the budget. After that, everything else will kind of fall into place. And then, of course, there's leaving budget for the honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Any plans like Bora Bora, Fiji? Bahamas?
We're gonna go to Hawaii.
That's crazy. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Like,
yes, you are. I've never been, but I think we're gonna go to Kauai.
Okay.
It's just apparently based off of what I've heard, it's like the most beautiful. It's like the tropical flower one, but I guess it's off the beaten path. Like, it's not super touristy or city like. It's very much like you are on a vacation somewhere tropical, and yeah, it'd be nice to have like an adults only resort or something, because as you know, I work with children, so it would be nice if I didn't have to see a child. That sounds horrible.
No.
I don't know, I'm just so like maternal, like my instincts, like I just feel like
you need to turn them on.
I don't know, I want to assist or like, yeah, Like, I see a kid, and I'm like, oh, I wonder how old they are. I wonder, like, what they do at that age. Or if I see them, like, wandering off, I'm the one that, like, redirects them. Or, I don't know.
You just randomly, at the end of vacation, you have, like, 10 children following you now?
I swear they flock me. I swear. I go somewhere, and I get stared at by a baby.
No, Hawaii is great. I don't think I've been to Kauai, but I've been to Honolulu a couple of times. It's amazing. The beaches are wonderful. My favorite parts, just traveling and throughout the islands. Not the islands, but on whatever island that you may be on. It's always fun, and it's always just a relaxing time. I want to say you feel relaxed, but I don't want to tell you to feel relaxed. You'll get there when you get there, but...
Yeah, I want to do a lot of relaxing, but I don't want to I want to do things too, like zip lining or, so my friend always teases me, I'm afraid of the ocean.
I mean, I don't blame you. We've only covered, 20% of the ocean?
Some astronomically small number, yes. And it's just, even the sand, I'm like, ugh. But that's, you know, California beaches. Is pretty much my forte when it comes to beaches, which they're gross. So I don't know. I've heard great things, obviously, about beaches in Hawaii, but I'll see it when I see it. Because I was joking about how I don't even want to go like scuba diving at first. And my friend, he's like, no one's making you go in a cage with sharks around. Like, you're going to be in like 2 feet of water brushing your stomach against the sand as you scuba dive or like snorkel or whatever it is. It's like, what do you think is gonna happen to you? Like, I don't know. I don't want seaweed touching my feet. That sounds like the worst thing. I don't want to be a shark. Like, I don't want it.
See, if you want sharks, you go to Mexico.
No, well, then I won't be going to Mexico.
Okay. I mean,
I'll go on a cruise down there.
I've held a shark. That was fun.
I've held an alligator.
I would be more scared of an alligator.
It was a little thing. I don't know. I went to Louisiana a couple months ago with a friend. Yeah, I went to New Orleans and in the bayou, held an alligator. She hated it. just like the texture of it. I pet like sharks or, you know, like at Six Flags. Like you pet the stingray. You like pet the shark as it swims by. No, that was enough for me.
Can't do that in the open sea. It's like, oh, I'll pet it. Where's my hand?
As I've gotten older, I can't. I don't even like lakes anymore.
Really?
Like that, no, they freak me out.
I mean, I think I feel like once you see like the oceans and not the oceans, the one ocean that surrounds Hawaii.
Yeah.
Once you see the water and how beautiful it looks, and like especially in some areas where it's like crystal clear, nice blue, you'll be able to see what's in there, and you'll be like, okay, there's nothing there. I could walk in.
Yeah. And I can tolerate that for a certain depth. But like Clear Lake, for example, have you been there before?
Don't quite remember.
I can't remember. I think it's in Oregon or Washington, one of them.
Oh, then no.
It's clear, hence the name.
Could be redundant.
But, like, all the way, it's like a horrible, it's like a deep lake. And it's clear. It's like an anomaly. Like it's so deep, but it's clear. But you think it's only like, oh, I'm going to stick my like arm in, and like by the time the water gets to my shoulder, I'm sure I'll be touching the bottom. No, you fool. No, I don't like that.
It's one of those things where you're like, oh, I'll just jump in, and then you just keep going down.
Never stop falling. Yeah, horrible. With reason, you're like, oh, well, you can see it, so what's scary? I'm like, I don't know. Not seeing it, or being able to see it, but knowing it's an illusion. It's a good dimension.
That's like the worst. I'd rather not see it and then fail.
And just not going in at all.
Because we're used to like the Bay Area water where like you can't see a thing. You're like, yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so I'll put my foot in it, regret it later, but at least.
I mean, the seaweed's not even the worst thing you could touch if you touch the water back in the Bay Area. It's, anything can be that. But Hawaii water is great. I think you'll enjoy it, and like you don't have to go that far in or anything.
I'm gonna try to be on my best behavior on this trip. I'm gonna try to not be a drama queen about it. just like, I don't know, give me like two or three cocktails and then I'll probably enjoy it. But otherwise I'll look at it from a distance and be like, oh, look, the ocean. It's so nice to look at.
You're just going to be in your hotel room on the balcony. You're like, oh, that looks great.
Good. Let's go home. Like, that's all I needed. I looked at water that wasn't this one. That's all.
Would you take any like boating trips?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
It has to be a boat where there's like other people. Like, it's supposed to be him and I trusted to be in one of those like paddle thingies or canoes. No. Like, I love him and I'm marrying him. I won't trust him in a boat. I can't guarantee he's not one of those kinds of guys that thinks it's funny to flip the boat over, like, get me wet, or, like, I don't know, lose the paddle. I don't know.
That's just dumb. I don't know what kind of mindset that is.
He's a jokester. I don't know. He won't mean for it to go too far at first, but then it will. Like, he'll pick up the oar and be like, oh, wouldn't it be funny if it fell? And it does. And he's like, oh.
And then you see how crystal clear it goes all the way down. Like, forever, it just doesn't float.
It never stops falling. Yeah, that's exactly what will happen. And then a shark comes and gets it.
I mean, how about dolphins? Would you swim with dolphins?
No, I heard they're mean.
Well, I mean, live ones, yes. But, I mean, trained ones, not so bad.
You're like, we're running out of things to do here on this church, Sierra.
I'm trying to give you ideas. I mean, you could go towards the mountains.
I have to do some research. Well, we're thinking a Europe trip. Either going to Europe or going to Hawaii were the two options. But he just had concerns about everything going on with Ukraine. Or what if something flares up with COVID to the point where there's like a travel ban? He's like, what if we get stuck in Europe? And I'm like, that wouldn't be the worst thing to happen, number one. Number two.
I feel like you'll be more disappointed if you get stuck in Hawaii, because like, it'd be beautiful, but then you're like surrounded by ocean.
Yeah, I'd go insane. I'll have to make my own Wilson or something. I don't know.
There's a whole town population just right behind us. Like, you okay?
They'll be like, oh, we have to evacuate. Everybody get on like this giant ship, and then I'll just fall over and die. That's too scary for me.
I just feel like you just plop down, you're like, nah, I'm good.
I have a theory that like I was on the Titanic in my past life. I'm just afraid of the ocean, afraid of big boats. I don't know. I'm half British, so that might be why. My ancestors, from only a little over 100 years ago, are like, don't do it. Don't go near the boat. Don't go on water.
I kind of get that feeling, and this for a completely different reason. Like, I don't want to go on a cruise ship only because of a movie I saw where a cruise ship got flipped over upside down. Have you seen that film?
No, and I won't. But what's it called, though?
I don't remember. I'll have to look it up and tell you off air. But like, I saw that as a kid. I'm like, I don't want to go on a cruise ship.
My dad's afraid of like plague breaking out on a cruise ship.
I mean, that kind of already happened. So
exactly. Well, he said that to me though growing up. Like, he's always been afraid of that. So when this happened, and remember when COVID first started, and there were people Anne or Mary or something like that stuck on a ship for weeks. It was only supposed to be like a short cruise, and they were on it for weeks or months or something. And they had to like dock it, and everyone had a quarantine. My dad's like, yeah, I told you. Like, well, your fear was not invalid, so I guess I can't say anything about it.
It was a very valid fear.
And then it fell over.
Don't say that. I mean, to be fair, in the movie, it's very far-fetched because it flips over because of, like, a gigantic wave. And, like, that can happen, but it's highly improbable. And that's if, like, in the middle of the ocean. Like, I think I could do a cruise that's just point A to point B on the coastline.
Oh, there you are.
Oh,
connection was, it was being sassy.
Just like you will be against the ocean?
Yes. Exactly. But leading up to the honeymoon, though, there's a family that I've been taking care of, like babysitting, for 8 years. Oh. And from the time before their third child was even thought of, I was with this family. And they've always teased me about, well, we're going to be at your wedding, and you better have a chocolate fountain. If you don't have a chocolate fountain, then, you know, you're gonna have a problem. Like, we're gonna have to fight you on your wedding day. And I'm like, oh my God, calm down. And I've promised them for years and years and years, yeah, I'll have a chocolate fountain. It's not a big deal. Can you believe I spoke to a caterer about that? And she tried to tell me no.
You gotta tell her, like, you have no idea what kind of threats have been given to me since early childhood.
Threats. And then I inquire about it and someone tells me no. I'm like, first of all, not to play this card, but I'm the bride, okay? I am gonna pull the card out. I'm gonna slide it across the table to you, and you are going to think twice about telling me no, ma'am. Okay. So I'm gonna have to talk to somebody else about that, because I have children threatening me. Therefore, I must make this happen.
Like, do they give a reason why they don't want to do it?
Okay, first, yes, but I feel like she should have asked me more questions to figure out before giving me that answer. So she told me, no, children are going to, like, put their hands in it and, like, make a mess everywhere. Yeah, right? But I guess, like, full on, like, let me just dunk my arm into this chocolate fountain. First of all, there's only going to be maybe 80, 90 people at my wedding. It's not, like, hundreds of people or, like, we haven't invited anybody yet or anything. We just have like a working list we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like 20 kids on the list. But when I say kids, they're like 11, 12 years old. I don't have like these 3 to 7 year olds flailing around trying to like pour chocolate on stuff. Like the kids I'd be inviting anyhow, I'm their babysitter. They're going to mind.
You just have to give them one quick look and they're not going to do it.
I'll be like, at the aisle, do my vows.
Their hands are just right at the chocolate.
Like, get that hand. Get that hand back. Did you think that there would be like hundreds of unsupervised toddlers like pawing at this chocolate fountain?
Do you think it would be at their height too? Like just on the kids' table, just a chocolate fountain to play with?
Right, just for fun. This is the play fountain, kids. Here's your wet chocolate. What? No. I will be figuring out a different way. We'll put like a little place card in front that says adult supervision required.
Just hire a lifeguard for the chocolate fountain.
A lifeguard. Don't dive inside of it. Yeah. What have you been up to since I saw you last?
I moved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was successful.
It was a successful move. I got the new job because the last time we did see each other, we worked on their short film that hopefully is coming out soon. Still working on that. It's been 6 months.
Has it really been 6 months?
Almost. It's about 5-ish because we did that in late January.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's only 2 minutes.
Well, a lot goes into that 2 minutes, though.
Yeah, no, but like I'm excited for when I do post it, and I will let you know about that. And anyone listening, you'll know when you know.
You'll know when you know.
But yeah, no, the move's been good. Work's been good. It's a bit tiring because I work night shifts. So it's like work, sleep, and then eating in between. So I'm desperately been trying to work on being more active when I'm awake.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird because the city I live in, it's kind of like Benicia. Everything closes early. So as soon as I'm up, there's nothing to do.
What time do you get off?
Well, I get off work at 6:30 a.m. So I could do stuff, but I usually go home, watch some TV, and then fall asleep. I've been going on morning walks now, so that's good.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, when we were trying to figure out a time for our call, and you're like, just before 9 p.m. That was like, very unique time. Okay,
Yeah, it's my bedtime.
Yeah, sounds good.
No, just 9:15 is when I take off for work.
Yeah. Wow. Nights. That's rough.
At first it was, but I've gotten used to it. And the only issue I have is when I do get off, because I'm a morning person. Like, as soon as I see the sun, my body's like, okay, what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah. that body adjustment. Jonathan worked nights for, I think, 6 years.
Wow.
So he's trained himself to, like, put himself to sleep. It doesn't matter. He's like, I gotta go to bed early. He just goes to bed. I could never.
I mean, I've tried different techniques, and so far, a few of them have worked. One thing I've noticed that does work well, but I hate, is that whenever I want to watch something that I want to watch, I'll pass out. But if I put something boring to try to help me sleep, I'll stay awake and just watch it.
Yeah. No, I believe that. Are you the kind of person, too, where you jinx it if you say or think, I need to go to bed early? It ruins you and you can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Like this past Saturday, I was hoping to get a couple things done and then just go to bed. But I had so much energy, I had to go out for a walk. I walked for 4 miles along the beach and I'm like, I still have energy.
Oh, wow. That's a long walk.
It is. It's quite lovely, though, because like where I'm at is about 0.5 miles away from the beach, and the beach is beautiful here. So walking it, especially in the morning, I get to see the surfers trying to catch a wave. So, like, the first time I saw them, they've caught waves. The last time I went, everyone was just struggling to catch a wave, and it was quite funny to see, because you just see, like, 20-plus surfers just hanging out in the ocean, just waiting.
Yeah, I've seen that before. Not that many, though, but, like, are they bored? Do they like that? I would hate that, so I can't. It's hard for me to imagine people enjoying that.
You could take surfboarding lessons in Hawaii.
No.
Okay.
Number one, cardio. Number two, stamina.
You do a dance.
Number three, sharks. That means I have to go far enough out to be near a wave. That's too much.
I mean, it's always like, what, boogie boarding where you're just on the beach?
Boogie boarding? I'll just lay on the beach and watch. I wonder if Jonathan would like that. I don't know.
You send him off, like, go have fun.
Yeah, I'll watch him over here. I'll watch our things. The boring person on the beach. Like, oh, look, everybody else have fun. And look at me burn. It's time to reapply some sunscreen.
So just get that giant umbrella and just stake it in the sand.
Yeah. It would be nice to come back all tan. Without
wording.
We'll see.
Yeah, no. Otherwise, mood's been good. Work's been good. Trying to get this podcast started again. Trying to be creative again. Yeah, it's just been working and sleeping. And eating. A lot of eating.
Yeah. Almost going on 4 mile walks. That's great, too.
It is. It is. I mean, I won't do it always, but yeah, I'm walking a lot more. I'm exercising more. Especially since I'm trying to do a lot more because me and Gian, we're going on a vacation soon and we're going to be doing some hiking. I'm like, I don't hike. I need to prepare for this.
Right. That's like me with the surfboarding, though. I would have to have weeks of like intense training for that. Where is your vacation?
Colorado.
Oh, I've never been.
Neither have I.
Just a layover at the airport, but that doesn't count.
I count it.
You count that as having been to Colorado?
I mean, depending on how long your layover was, like at least an hour, then yeah, I'd count that.
I think my layover was like 3 hours. It was on my way to Louisiana. For some reason, we went up and then, I don't know.
And you got to get that downhill momentum.
It was crazy, too, is our layover out of that airport to get to Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
I always do this. So I don't get disoriented with time change. I put my stopwatch on my phone. So it counts how long we've been in the air. So I know, you know, because the captain will tell you how long your flight is. So I know. Otherwise, I get confused because sometimes it takes your phone a little while to update to being in the new time zone. And sometimes you're already out of that time zone before it updates again. So you don't know really what time it is in the air. So the stopwatch doesn't stop, though. It just keeps going. But I didn't do that for this trip. And my friend Catherine and I, we get to the airport in Denver. And we are freaking out because we had this layover and we needed to get, if we missed it, then we were stuck in Colorado. There were no other flights out to Louisiana that day. So I didn't just stopwatch and we thought we calculated the time properly, but I guess, I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you. It was just insane. Anywho, our clocks weren't right. And we were telling everybody, because the plane couldn't land. There was a plane in our spot already. So they had to like circle the entire like landing area and then like repark. It took forever. So everyone's standing up now to leave. And we were like, ma'am, do you mind if we go first? Sir, do you mind if we go first? We have to make our flight. When I tell you, Dominic, that I've never ran faster in my life, my strap on my carry-on like bag broke. So I was dragging this like bag, like a leash, like dragging on the floor of the airport behind me. I'm only wearing little flip flop things and they're like flailing off my feet. I had to go chase one of them that flew off. So I was running so fast. Yeah, we got to the gate and we're like, did it leave the flight to New Orleans? Or I don't know where we flew into. Maybe it was New Orleans. I don't know. Wherever it was. Did the flight leave? And the guy was not having it. He went, you mean the flight that we haven't even started boarding yet? And we're like, okay, mister, we don't need this attitude from you. Did it leave or did it not leave? Yeah, come to find out, we were like 2 hours early because our clocks were in fact correct. And then we were stuck in the airport. Anyway, that was a long... Oh, it was a long day, really long day. We were sweating. We had to go to the bathroom and like calm ourselves down. Our adrenaline was through the roof. Everyone was looking at us, sprinting over to the gate.
And no one else was there.
No one was there. No one was there. That's why we were like, oh no, like everyone's on the plane already. But everyone, like the gates around our gate, they were like, what's wrong with these people? Like, calm, take it easy. Horribly embarrassing.
Yeah, but you made it. That's all that matters.
We made it. We got our million steps in for the day. Blood pressure up. We broke many sweats. Like, we got our exercise in for our weekend on Bourbon Street and alligator holding and ghost touring.
Ghost touring. I don't know why I had to say that, but that sounds fun.
It's like a haunted pub crawl. We like stumbled accidentally upon like a true crime, and it only happened in like 2016. Normally, you know, like all these like mysteries are like, oh yeah, back in like 1982, like no, but this one was in 16. We were looking for one more thing to do before we had to go to the airport, and we had like an hour to spare, so we were like, oh, let's go inside this like voodoo shop. We went inside, and upstairs though was were apartments where drama happened. And we didn't know that, though, even when they were like, oh, yeah, do you want to go upstairs? Like, here's the map. Here's this, like, scavenger hunt to, like, look for things in the shop. Let us upstairs. And Catherine was like, Sierra, like, I've definitely read about this before. And then we were like, where did you take this to? What room are we standing in? Oh, her head was where? And her arm was where?
Oh,
right here. Okay, I won't touch that then, but thank you. Thanks for that. We opened up a door and there was a room full of dolls. Just, hundreds.
You close the door immediately, hundreds of right? Dolls you just
sitting in the perimeter of the room, all facing towards the door, and we're like, sorry. Close the door. We're like, yeah, we'll go home now. Interesting weekend.
Yeah, no, now I can only imagine, like, if you go to one of those, like, yeah, no, this crime happened 2 days ago, and it's still an active crime scene. They have a tour going through it.
Cops are like, please stand back. Whoops. Yeah, I wonder how they got away with that, like, when it actually had happened, because it's a store downstairs, and it's a popular, it wasn't a popular part of town, but it was near one of the most popular, like, across the street from, like, the main cemetery they have where a lot of famous people from history are buried. So it's a big tourist attraction on that street in general. So I don't know. It must have been must have been hard. So wait,
is it still like a cold case type of thing, or?
No, the boyfriend did it. Then he killed himself.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he left a note. He was like riddled with guilt, so he like put it in his pocket.
I wonder why.
And the night before that, or maybe 2 nights before that, we were doing one of those pub crawls, a haunted one. They take you to different places in town where history's happened and spooky history. And we heard about that case again, but we didn't have context for it. And we didn't know exactly where the apartment was, where it happened. The guy just told us, you know, it was right here, a couple blocks over. We're like, well, that could be anywhere. But we saw the building that the boyfriend jumped off of. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. That's the moral of the story for this podcast. Just be cool.
Just be cool in the face of ghosts.
Right.
That's always fun. I've always been intrigued by like ghost tours and stuff. I think my mom did it when she went to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for me, it's one of those things that like I try not to mess with the supernatural. So like if I was ever on that, I'll be like, apologies that I'm entering your room where you died, and please do not haunt me.
Yo, me too. I don't want a friend coming back with me. There's, I guess, American Horror Story made a rendition of one of a character based off of very famous issue that went down for years, and we saw the main house where a lot of it happened. I was not drunk, so I don't know how I was this oblivious. We saw that building twice, and both times I was looking at the wrong building, the wrong one. Everyone was looking over here. I was looking like the one next to it. For some reason, I just thought that they were describing the one I was looking at. So we go across the street to look at it from a different angle. And the tour guide was telling us, like, don't even lean against the building. Don't touch it. Don't lean against it, because there's all these people that say that if they do that, or if they mock the building or mock the people inside it, that they end up getting cursed, like stuff happens to them. And he was like, oh, all these cases, all these stories that happened. So we went around the other side with the tour group to go look at the building, and everyone, the whole tour group is leaning up against buildings because you have to stand back to let people on the sidewalk pass. So from time to time you step back and you end up touching the building behind you so people can pass. And I did that. I took a step back because I looked at the wrong one this whole time, thinking it was just some normal building. I went to go lean against it to let someone pass, and my friend grabbed me by the shirt and like yanked me forward. She's like, how could you be such a fool? You almost touched it. You almost ruined this trip for all of us. I'm not bringing a ghost back with us. I have to share a room with you. And I'm like, oh, that's the building? I thought it was this one.
The building was tricking you this entire time to try to get you to lean against
it.
It wanted
to curse me. It did. Like, are you serious? So my mom was like, oh, what about this? I heard that, you know, this is based off of true events. Did you see that building? And I went, actually, mother, apparently I did not. Apparently I took a picture of some random person's apartment. It's not the actual historical building.
See, that person's looking outside, just seeing you taking a photo of their apartment. Like, what the heck?
Like, what is this?
Tourists.
Yeah. I know. I'm so sorry. I'm one of those.
It's weird. Like, when it comes to, like, scary stuff, I can't, like, watch movies and stuff. I can play scary games, and I could also do, like, a bit of, like, actual, like, scariness in reality, like, those ghost things, but, like, there's a sense of I always end up, and I've noticed this especially at work now because we work at night, I slowly raise my hands up like I'm ready to fight. Because since work at night, it's just only six of us. And one time we're all in our meeting in a little lounge area, and we hear this big crash, and we have no idea where it came from.
Yeah. Oh.
And most of the people I work with, they're all like into horror movies and stuff. They're like, okay, this is the part where we split up. I'm like, no,
we stay together so we can survive.
Yeah, I still ended up being alone and finding out what happened.
What was it?
One of the posters fell in the conference room.
Mm-hmm.
And it shattered some glass, but it was one of those things where, like, we couldn't figure out where it was coming from. And at one point, I was like following everyone individually, and then everyone started like, oh, it's probably nothing. I'm like, I am going to figure this out.
Yeah, you're going to determine that it, in fact, was not a ghoul and was something that could be debunked.
See, I'm fine with a ghost. I've worked my first job. They told me there was a ghost inside the car dealership, and I was totally cool with that. My worry is when the work I do now, they were like, yeah, no, we once had one homeless person sneak in. I'm like, now that's something to worry about.
Yes, I agree. I'm much more afraid of people doing something than a ghoul doing something. Like the movie The Strangers.
I don't think I've
seen that. That's a good scary movie. It's because it's people. It's people are tormenting people inside of the house. And they say it's simply just because you were home, and that's why we picked you to torment you. And I'm like, no, because that could really happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that really happened. Now, other things like paranormal movies, yeah, those could be spooky because you don't like lake water. You don't necessarily know what's underneath it, but if something started happening, you would be scared. But the likeliness is not as high, or you can just brush it off as being something else. But no, people are scary and crazy, and yeah.
No, there was another time, because sometimes we like to scare each other at work too, like hide behind a door and such. And there was one time I opened up the door leading to my office, and one of my coworkers scared me, and I had to step back because I was ready to punch him. And I was just totally apologizing, but at the same time, like, I'm so glad my flight or flight response is working.
Yeah, you're a lucky one.
I literally went back and, like, pulled up, like, my fist ready to go. I'm like, oh, it's you.
Oh. No, mine is definitely flight or pass out, actually, which is the same thing as doing nothing because I didn't leave. I like scary things, too, but if it were to happen to me in real life, I would probably just like throw up on the spot out of fear, just completely lose control of myself. Like Jonathan loves to scare me and it drives me nuts. And I tell him, you are shaving off hours of my life at a time every time you do this to me. Because he doesn't even have to try. He could simply walk around the corner and I flinch and like melt down the wall at him just coming around the corner. Like I've never lived by myself. I don't know why it is. I get scared by the idea that someone is obviously in the house with me and might be walking into the kitchen too, but it gets me. And yeah, he makes the most of it. He has to announce his presence. Like if I'm in the shower and he comes in the bathroom, he goes, babe, I am entering in the bathroom. Just want to make sure you know so I don't scare you. I'm like, okay.
The scariest moment is when he forgets to say something.
Yes, and the door creaks. Actually, my mom knew this when I was younger. My biggest fear was being stuck in the shower if the power ever went out. Because there's just something so vulnerable about that. Like, can you imagine if that's what a person decides to invade your home and you're not only naked, but you're wet, so you're slippery and you can't run, you have no traction under your wet feet, and you soap in the eye. So my mom knew if the power ever went out, I'm freaking out. And she actually did one time, the power did go out at my parents' house.
Okay, sorry about that.
No problem.
So the power went out, you're in the shower.
Yes, and my mom sprinted from the living room and came into the bathroom. And she's like, Sierra, I'm here. Everything's okay. Because in my mind, I instantly died. As soon as the power went out, I was like, that's it. That's the end of me. So she came in to make sure that I didn't, in fact, pass out of fear or anything.
I mean, acceptance is always a good way.
Right? Just don't fight it. Just let it happen. I told Jonathan he needs to do the same thing for me. But then a couple months after we started living with each other, the power did go out and I was home alone and it was my biggest fear. So what did I do? I called my mommy in the shower. And she confirmed that the whole block was out. And I was like, okay, it's not just me. I'm not getting singled out to get murdered. Okay, it's fine.
So is that why you moved across the street?
My mommy, knowing her, wouldn't be surprised if she was, like, on her way to, like in the garage, like, on her way to come come to my house.
there was one time, because in my apartment it gets like really warm, so sometimes we leave the door open to get some airflow, and my roommates had left and I was in the shower, and I'm like, I did not close the door. Well, and then I just continued. It was just one of those acceptance
it
things.
It is what it is.
But no, we always have a joke, because since we leave the door open a lot because of the heat, my brother has a couple knives hidden throughout the apartment. So we always joke anytime someone enters, like, get the bed knife.
Kevin Hart has a stand-up about that, of guns being hidden around his house. That's really funny, too. He's like, I've been robbed too many times. I need to protect myself, but it's no use if it's like upstairs and like someone's coming through my front door. Like, you gotta have one everywhere.
And I always joke about, because you know, remember Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's living with me and my brother. It's the three of us.
Yeah.
And he always says, like, don't you want a knife for your room? And I always say, I am the knife.
I am. That's the same kind of thing Jonathan says. That's so funny. He has swords.
Are they like displayed, or are they like ready to
like
go?
Above the couch.
You know, no, as soon as someone opens the door, his arm's like above the ready.
Don't come any closer. No, they're out and ready, like leaning up against doorways, like in his, he has like a game room, which is like the first bedroom that you reach as you come down the hallway. So it's like right there against it. And there's guns and other knives and all sorts of weapons. He's ready for intruders, that's for sure. He's like, I wish someone would. You're gonna regret it.
There's this one animation skit from Cyanide of Happiness where this guy's getting robbed and he takes forever getting all his guns and like knives ready, and by the time he gets down, his place has been robbed.
Exactly. You have them spread out sporadically, ready to get to.
Yeah, bed knife.
Bed knife. You are the knife.
No, and like Kyle said this a lot, is that he saw this video that says my toxic trait is thinking I could do something when knowing very well I can't. It turns out that is what I do.
Awesome.
Because we have this window that's slightly ajar, and we're like, what if we ever get locked out? I'm like, I could fit through that window. Knowing well I can't, but I would always say I could make it.
I can make it. I'll figure it out. That's having, you just have a growth mindset. That's all it is. It's good.
I mean, sometimes it's bad because, like, at work, I play basketball with one of my coworkers, and I always smack talk and say, yeah, I could beat you. Knowing full well, he's much better than me, but it doesn't stop me.
And one day, he's going to challenge you.
No, he's already beating me, but, like, next time we play, we said we're going to put breakfast on the line, and so I really have to put in my A game.
There we go.
But yeah, and I'm definitely buying him breakfast, so.
Now put up a fight.
I have. I've scored 0 points only twice.
Only twice? Yes, woo! Out of three times? Or
four.
Woo! Even better, yeah.
But how's everything else going with life? Just working and preparing for that wedding?
Yeah, my company I work for opened up a location in Long Beach.
Oh.
So they sent me down to Long Beach to open up a branch and train everybody, which was nice. I enjoyed going. I told the owner too, you know, if you ever need anyone else to go down there again, I'd love to. I like to travel. Like, I like, funny enough, I like the airport. Like, I like the possibility of, like, you're going somewhere. And even if it's a franchise and it looks the same when I'm there, it's just nice to change it up, I guess.
Long Beach is SoCal, right?
Yeah.
You didn't want to say hi?
This was in February.
Oh, wait, hold on. I just moved. Never mind. I was busy figuring out my new life.
I was also on a really strict schedule. Like, my flight landed, and by the time I went straight to the building. I didn't go to my hotel first. I got there with 20 minutes to spare before classes started. And then I had to leave the next night. I had to leave like 15 minutes early from that class to get to the airport on time to go home. But it was okay. I enjoyed I enjoy the work. I enjoy training people and everything. And but we're doing summer camps right now, which is really cute. Do crafts and ballet class, and the kids learn about traditional ballets. Each week is themed as a different ballet. So my students this week are doing Swan Lake. Next week they're doing Cinderella. And then usually throughout the year we do like a Sleeping Beauty or a Nutcracker camp too, which is fun for them. So it's still work, but it's just, it's a change of pace, I guess. It's different structure. Like this week I usually work from home on Tuesdays, and then I don't work on Fridays, but I'm going in every day. But next week though, I get to work from home all week. So
that's nice.
Nice. Someone else will be leading the camps. So I can work from home and just, you know, do laundry in between wedding plan and stuff on my breaks. So
I just look forward to that Hawaii trip.
I will. And I don't know, are you plan on doing another one of these seasons of catching up after this? Or is this your last one?
I'll probably do another one. I don't know how many I'm going to do. I'm surprised I'm even doing three. I'm surprised I did one.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to start a family at our wedding date, like around that time. So...
Ooh.
That's in less than a year.
Exciting.
So that is exciting. So, I mean, I already have a lot of education in early childhood development and education and psychology, but, and actually a lot of that starts.
Yeah, I feel like you're the most prepared.
That study starts before, at conception, basically, not just when the kid's a kid, but like, so, but I'm studying more and preparing myself and getting that mindset shift of what it takes. And I've got my schedule cleared for that time too, like what it's all going to look like for work. That's all solidified, so it's just a matter of when it happens. So
yeah, that's awesome.
That's exciting. It's something exciting to look forward to on top of just the wedding.
Nice.
Yeah.
So next time I do this, we'll see how far along you are, or if there is a little one.
Yeah, I know, it's gonna be wild. So fingers crossed there'll be some information. Keep it interesting. We need life events changing to make it even more epic per episode.
Exactly. No, this is a good cliffhanger.
Ooh, there we go. Cliffhanger. End it right now. Scene. My mom just asked me a little while ago, when was the last time you heard from Dominic? Like, do you two talk? And I'm like, we text a couple times a year. Like, we send each other, like, Merry Christmas or, like, messages and stuff. And I told him, like, I just did this little film thing with him. She was like, what? I'm like, Mom, I thought I told you before we did it. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. But she thinks it's sweet that we stay in contact, given how small our graduating class was and how many of us are still, like, who were local for high school,
mm-hmm.
to stay connected.
Yeah. No, because my mom does, like, ask the same thing. So, oh, have you kept in touch with, like, Sierra? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, like, a couple times a year. And then we just did the film and this podcast as well.
Yeah. Like, once a year we have, like, a full-on event with each other.
Yeah.
Podcast or filming or something.
But... yeah, there's always something that keeps us together.
Now you move.
Shut up.
Making it harder.
I don't know. Who knows? I mean, I've come back a couple of times. I'm coming back again in 2 weeks. Coming back home. For my friend, do you remember Edgar?
Mm-hmm.
It's his son's second birthday, so I'm coming back home for that.
He's already two?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That was fast.
Mm-hmm. I mean, once you have yours, it's gonna speed by.
Yeah, it really will. I just love, like, at work, I usually see my students just once a week. Sometimes I see a couple of them a couple times throughout the week, but you can just see the change in them from 1 week to the next, or heaven forbid they miss class for a week, and then I only see them, like, twice that month. Like, 2 weeks goes by, and I'm like, you're a whole different person.
Mm-hmm.
I've been having this fascinating thing happen just in the last couple months. I don't know if it's families that feel more comfortable doing activities now that COVID's changing. I don't know, but I've had numerous students. Well, the one that was my student a couple of years ago has aged out of the program, and now their younger sibling, and in some cases, that child wasn't even born yet, or they were like months old when they came around to watch Big Sister take class, and now that little thing is like 4 or 5 years old, and in my older class, and I'm like, whoa, what? I sound like that old woman who's like, I remember you when you were in diapers. But seriously, like, I knew you before you were born. That's me. Like, that's real. That's every day. I can't believe it. I had a student that came in on Sunday, and I recognized the mom. I haven't seen their family since, I think, 2019, maybe 18. And when she walked in, I saw the little girl. I instantly thought it was my student, like, frozen in time. I was like, Hannah? And her mom was like, that's not Hannah. Hannah's 11. 11 now. And that little girl, she's 5 next month. And when I met her, she was a year old. 5 now. And I was like, I swear that was the older sister that clearly didn't age these last few years. But I love that. Time flies.
It does. It most certainly does. It's a really good transition, but I'm not going to do it.
But you're not going to do it.
I'm not going to say his name. I'm not going to bring him up. I'm going to try to avoid for your sanity.
Your brother.
I'm glad you brought up the subject. Yeah, no, Matthew's doing really well. Yeah, he's actually coming down this weekend. We're going to go to an anime convention. I could send you pictures if you want.
No. Full well, I could never. The fact that I don't even like to hear his name. He's just your little brother. That's it. Because he's little.
I don't know what you're talking about. You brought up the subject of him.
You had me all curious. I'm like, what could he be thinking? Brother.
I am sneaky.
Yes. My gosh.
So I could bet he's not on the shirt list for your wedding if you don't want to see him.
I'll literally invite everybody else from your family except him. Or he can come, but he has to put like a paper bag over his head and walk on his knees.
They just put a photo of his younger self over it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He has to sit the whole night. That's it. Like, don't stand. I don't want to see how big you are. Because my mind, he's shorter than me. And my height is nothing to write home about. So if he was shorter than me in my mind, so that's how he stays.
So I think he's about
horrible portfolio. It's like a big old binder.
Oh, that is a book.
It's got a thing on it. Well, the guy at the clock tower was teasing. He was like, "Oh, it's so pretty, and the edges are neat." Yeah, by the time your wedding's over, that thing's gonna be holding on by a thread.
I believe him.
Oh, God. Let me make sure I write in here. Everybody except Matthew. Little Matthew.
Oh, you have to add the little in it, didn't you?
Little, yes. To not, to be confused with him now.
There's a difference. There's little Matthew, and then there's Matthew now.
Who? What?
I'm just thinking. Nothing crazy. I'm just thinking, like, what if he, like, Matthew shows up and, like, he has one of those, like, things, and it's just his face thing, but he has to hold it the entire time?
A stick? Like, a blow-up picture
yeah.
of his face on a stick?
Yeah.
Horrible. Oh, he's so big. I bet. I don't need to know.
I won't say anything. I would neither confirm nor deny that. Okay. But I can send you pictures anytime, like, especially this week when I see him. And, like, the way you're staring at me, I'm going to avoid all contact with you this
weekend. Yeah. Don't even think about it.
I'll think about it, but I won't do it.
All right, I'll allow it. I'll allow the thinking, not the doing.
I'll think, and then I'll just feel like a dark cloud over me. I'm like, okay, I'll stop thinking.
Lumi, it's me. Literally hovering over you. Oh, 'tis 5 o'clock.
It is, indeed. Shall we end it here?
I believe so. I do have a work call coming up soon. Because it never stops.
No. Don't work on your honeymoon.
Oh my gosh. If I could leave my phone home, I would. I'm going to make it explicitly clear. Because I train all the teachers and I oversee like the staff and everything. So I'm going to I'm going to have a countdown, like a schedule send email that goes out. Like, I should make it at an annoying time so they remember. Like, 4 a.m. every morning, they get an alert on their phone. 10 days till Sierra's honeymoon where you will not annoy her like she's annoying you. 9 days until you don't talk to her.
Once you get to the beach in Hawaii, just throw your phone into the ocean and just watch it sink.
No, it's going to be one of those oceans that you can see all the way through. And then my mom freaks out.
Oh, yeah, I did not think that far through.
If I don't text her back fast enough, she sends me helicopter emojis and a joke that she's going to, send the SWAT team after me to find where I'm at. Like, when I travel, she's like, did you make it to Louisiana? And if I didn't get back to her fast enough, she would send a helicopter, like, I'm worried about you. Do I have to send the SWAT to find your body in a river? No, Mom, I'm here.
What's hidden in the ghost house?
That's right, so... Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for having me back again.
Oh, I love having you on. This is great. It's great talking to you.
I'm happy your move went well.
Thank you.
Enjoy your night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.